If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56steve.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Steve's in our studio a little early today, Lisa.
Yes, that's right. Oh, my gosh. On top of everything else happening today, I forgot this was happening today. Right. People gather around the radio.
Don't make it sound like a good thing.
No, it's the most horrible thing to happen to me.
After 40 years, I've decided it's time to retire from WGN Radio. And it's something I've thought about for a long time and something that has been brewing. I made the joke when they started the three-year Kennedy Project that when it was done, I would be retired before it was over.
Yeah.
And I missed it by a couple of weeks. But,
they beat you.
Yeah.
It's still going on, Steve, by the way.
Okay, good. Well, there you go.
Just kidding.
So it's I feel like the luckiest guy in the world, and I'm looking across at a friend who's going to make me cry. So just turn away.
Well, when I said this is bad news, you know how I feel about this. You and I have had conversations. It's good for you. It's good for Sharon. It's good for your girls. And it's not good for me because I want you on the radio until the day after I retire.
Okay? Right.
But even then, as a listener, I want you on the radio, Stephen. Nobody can work forever, and you've paid your dues, and you can retire. So lucky you.
I'm lucky to be able to have done to do it. I don't. It's not easy to leave. I mean, this. You know, and I don't know if it's good for me. I think it is, but you know, in these jobs, it becomes such a big part of your identity, and. I need to go figure out who else I am, you know, for a while. People have been concerned about my health. This is not health related.
Yeah.
I am going to continue the travel business that I've started, and we've already got two trips going with WGN listeners next week.
You're not going to plug your travel business right now, are you, Steve?
Bertrand Travel.
We're going to put one up to Florence and Lake Como later this month.
You know, you're really going to have to pay for these things if you leave this radio station.
I pay for them now.
I know that, but you get a little extra love sometimes, and we're not going to give you anything if you retire.
I love you. When you first started... I went home to Sharon, and I said, he's a pretty good guy, but I don't ever see myself being a friend of his. And I was very wrong on that.
Why would you think that?
There were just so many things wrong with you at the time.
Plus, he was jealous of your hair.
I was jealous of your hair. Yeah. No, but I did. I thought, you know, this good guy wishes him well, but I don't think we're going to gel.
Yeah, well, and, that's a thing.
And we, you know, and we certainly have. And I've... spent last night talking to other friends like that, like Spike Odell and Tracy Weiner, his producer. I heard from Judy Markey this morning and Kurt Vanderaw, Beth Swerk. I talked to Kathy O'Malley yesterday.
Did Lou call in and give you some advice?
Not yet. I'm waiting for that here.
It'll happen.
I told Kathy, I said, you know, looking back at all I've accomplished, and it's been a good career. I said, the thing I'm proudest of is making the two of you successful.
Well, so you get to make that joke because that sounds self-deprecating, but it's true that every show Steve has graced has been a better show. And Lisa, you and I know that these shows are team efforts, and sometimes somebody elevates the program just by doing what they do. And Steve has been that for all of our programs.
Well, I don't know. Oh, boy. I don't know how I'll do it without him.
Yeah.
The good interviewers, let it rest. Go ahead, make her cry some more.
Right.
Lisa, I have enjoyed working with you so much, and I still am going to be here for a couple more weeks. And I think that you do a great job on the show. I really got emotional yesterday when I told the newsroom.
I thought you were going to keep it together in the newsroom.
Yeah, no, because I love those kids. And, you know, they're so much younger than me. And it's such a good group of people, the best group of people I've worked with in the newsroom in 40 years. And so it's going to be really hard to not see them every day. But, you know, I was not emotional until then. It's just time to do something new, you know. I'm 62. I have had a, I mean, look at what I've done. I traveled with the Chicago Bears for 6 years when they were worldwide stars. I worked with Kathy and Judy, a groundbreaking show. I anchored with Wally Phillips, with Bob Collins, with Gary Meyer, with John Williams, Lisa Dent, Mike McConnell, who I think just retired himself.
Mike was a short-term host here. Very talented guy, but misplaced on our radio station.
Yeah, he just came in at the wrong time. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
It's exceeded my wildest dreams. I'm a farm town kid. We used to come up to Cubs games along Lake Shore Drive in the Esther Curve, and I always wanted to live here. And that I became part of the city's conversation every day. It was beyond my wildest dreams.
Well, we had to write, I don't know if it's going to go out in the press release that'll come out here in just a few minutes after this conversation. Dave Marzullo said, would you put something that we could include in it? And I don't know if my blurb about you is going to be included or not. Now I need to pull it up before I try and mention it. And I was going to say something kind of snarky and
right.
funny, kind of cutting, you know. And then I thought, oh, maybe this isn't the time to do that, John. Just be sincere and sweet. You know what I do like about you, though, is that you're a guy that sort of grew up in the footprint of WGN Radio in Chicago and from a relatively small town. You know, you didn't go to the New Triers or Hinsdales or I don't know where the great, you know, magnets are for super talented young people in this city. But you and I and maybe you too, Lisa, came from, you know, quote unquote, humble beginnings, but just had a desire to be on the radio, and wouldn't it be great if you got lucky enough to work on the greatest radio station in America? And you did that, Steve. You were like the great American radio success story.
I was a student at Marquette. The Brewers were still in the American League, and the White Sox were up there. My best friend at the time, Kevin Wallace, Dr. Kevin Wallace, go see him. He's a great dentist. was a huge Sox fan, and we knew that the players, the Sox, would be at Major Goolsby's after the game. So we went to the bar after the game, and I'm talking to different players. You know, it's kind of cool. And I believe the guy's name was Ken Allen, and he worked for Sports Vision. And I cornered him and said, I want to be in broadcasting. I want to do this. I knew the waitress, who was, I still know, Maggie. And I said, Maggie, every time our beers are half empty, bring us two more. And so she did. And so every time this broadcaster thought he was free of this punk kid, two more beers came.
Yeah, that's smart.
And he set me up with a phone call with Chuck Swirsky at GN to get the internship. And that's how it all got started. Hmm. And it's ending in a studio with you, John.
So is it ending? I mean, do you imagine more broadcasting in your future?
No, I mean, I hope to do some things around here. Like, you know, I have always enjoyed talking to authors, so maybe an author podcast sometime down the road. But as far as going to another broadcast outlet, no, never.
Does Sharon know you're doing this?
No.
You should really tell your wife.
She's playing paddle right now.
She probably is.
That's why I picked this time. And no, but it's going to be good. And I've neglected to thank the audience, but, they really have become, you're just lifted up by them. And they become friends, and it's just been I have cherished the relationship.
Yeah.
Are we out of time?
No, may I just say that the greatest skill my mother gave me was the ability to guilt someone, and I will tell you I've spent weeks, months trying to guilt him out of this, about how much we needed him, how much you, the audience, needed him.
Yeah.
And I came to a point where I respect you too much to try and change your mind.
Well, you know, Lisa, I think where I keep landing on this is, John, do you want Steve to stay for you or do you want Steve to stay for Steve? You know, and of course the radio station as well, but I think every time I thought I had a convincing argument, like, Steve, you're still good at this, and the radio station in Chicagoland needs you, I was not taking into sufficient account, hey, Steve's got a life. He's got a family and kids, and then maybe Steve thinks it's time to retire and would like to not work 5 days a week, et cetera, et cetera. So I think Steve said I was being very selfish about this.
Oh, I did not. I would never say that.
You absolutely
never.
You absolutely did. And I think true when you said it. So I've come around to, like, okay, fine, live your life rather than doing what's best for me.
But you know what I mean? I mean, it's 15 years ago, I saw this guy in my health club. He had the glummest look on his face. And I'm like, what's wrong? He goes, well, I think I'm going to retire. I'm like, this is when I was like just trying to survive, right?
Yeah.
And I said, why? What's wrong? Why that you should be so happy? He goes, I just don't know if it's the right decision.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think most of us, I mean, I'm there, but I feel like, and I've got the, you know, the travel business does very well, and we're going to continue to travel and take people, and this would be a great chance for you, John, to pledge to lead a trip next year.
So I think we're all maybe poised now, Lisa, to try and come up with something very profound to say and appropriate to say, but we've got a couple more weeks to think of that.
Mm.
And I want Lisa to cut you no quarters. I want her to be every bit as whatever the end of that sentence is, as you normally are, Lisa.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. And it will also be a celebration because his contribution, not just to this radio station,
but to,
is enormous, but to this city.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
To this region.
Quit it. That's just ridiculous.
Right. No, see, this was part of my guilting. It didn't work then either.
Didn't work for me.
The I know I'm plugging things.
I'm showing you 30 seconds.
I am going to continue to work with iCare International.
I was so glad to hear that promo that you're
with
running.
Window Nation, and their website is iCareInternational.org. And we're in our pledge fest right now, John. So
could you stop it already?
People, in lieu of flowers,
this
if you'd like to make
a donation.
This message
says 62 years. No, Steve. Terry says, wait until at least 67. That would be Terry Savage.
Oh, that's so funny,
She'll be mad at you, and I'm not sure anyone wants that. Well, you can retire whenever you want, but you don't want to go on Social Security if you can delay it until you're 70. A little advice from your friend Terry. All right, my friend, are you going to do the news?
Yeah, it's my job.
Well, maybe I'll mosey down to the newsroom and in 9 minutes do that.
Thanks, Steve, Lisa. Thanks, John.
Steve, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yes. It's what you worked for. You may not recognize it right now, but this is what we do, and it's a new beginning. And congratulations is certainly the best word we can give you.